Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A man who will simmer my annoyance, the dulcet tones of his beautiful voice. You know him as Guardians TV play-by-play man, Matt Underwood. And he joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Matt, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
We're doing all right here, other than the blood pressure, which might not be entirely tied to the Jeff McNeil thing. It could be some dietary habits, Matt.
It could be. You know, you open the segment by talking about how spicy things are. So you might want to dive into that a little bit.
I do like spice. Sweet. I just like food. I wasn't going to lead with the McNeil thing, but Jeff McNeil dancing around at second base. I understand that the Guardians just was like, well, we're going to balk him over to third so he doesn't steal signs. That seems like a Bush League play to me. And am I in the wrong on this?
Well, it's something that we're seeing more of. I think that, ever since the advent of the PitchCom device, you know, it kind of changed the game from the standpoint of stealing signs, trying to look in and see what, you know, if you could decode what the catcher was putting down in terms of the fingers. Now hitters are looking at the catcher's glove positioning and trying to determine from that what pitch might be coming. And so, you know, there have been instances where, you know, it's happened in our game twice now, and I've seen it in other games where teams just, hey, you know what? Let's just balk him over to third. You know, if you're already in scoring position, you get the two outs, it doesn't really give them that much of an advantage. So, whether anything was going on or not, it could have been just gamesmanship, but it was striking because he was jumping up and down and flapping his arms. So, whether he was just trying to get under somebody's skin or whether he was actually potentially relaying signs, you just remove all doubt by just saying, you know, just go to third.
Yeah, so Matt, I disagree with Nick on it. I just feel a little bit differently. Like, I think it's, if they're going to give you the base, do whatever you got to do then. Like, I get you might look like an idiot dancing around, but if Vogt did it in the Astros game and then sent the runner to third, clearly he feels like that's just the extra base isn't worth the hassle to it all, which I would argue I think it should be to him. But if you're going to do it and they're giving bases, I would do that all day if I was Jeff McNeil.
You know, obviously, the one thing that you have to guard against, once you put a guy at third base, now you get the two strikes and you want to bounce a breaking ball. And now you got to be really careful about how you execute that pitch, because if it gets by the catcher, giving them that extra 90 feet, you've given them a little bit of an easier path to come home. So that's the one downside to it. But I think at the same time, you know, it's up to the pitcher and the catcher combination to try to do everything you can to eliminate the idea that they can pick up any kind of tell and relay that to the hitter. So I think it's something that will continue to evolve. Let's put it that way.
Matt, I mentioned the Guardians 17-7 in their last 24 games here. What has led to this surge of high-quality baseball from the Guardians?
I think there's a couple of things at play. I think first and foremost, the thing that has stood out, I think, is the starting pitching has continued to get better and better. Last year, Guardians starting pitchers averaged for the entire season 5 innings per start. This year, we're seeing them push themselves deeper into the game. It might not seem like a lot on the surface. You know, an extra third, two-thirds of an inning, an extra inning, it adds up because the wear and tear on the bullpen lessens to some degree. So I think the fact that they're getting deeper into games also tells you that they're pitching well, pitching better. I've seen the Guardians, you know, shut down teams, and then that team turns around and goes to the next series and goes off offensively. So that, again, tells you that, you know, they're doing something right when it comes to the pitching. So anytime you pitch well, especially from the starting standpoint, it gives you a chance. And this is an offense that, you know, as we've seen all season long, outside of Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan, they will struggle to score runs on a consistent basis. And so I think any way you can help alleviate putting the offense under the gun, putting any extra pressure on them, has helped them. So I think also they've hit better with runners in scoring position. You know, when you go through a 10-game losing streak, we can go back and look at those numbers. They were dreadful just putting any runs on the board. And when you don't score, when you don't get the clutch hit to drive in a run early in a game, that pressure, you can just feel it building as the game goes on. So I think they've gotten a few clutch hits, more clutch hits, which has helped, you know, spur. Hey, maybe it's not a big inning like last night where you put up a five spot, but you get two here, you get three there. And with the way they pitched, that's usually enough on a regular basis to hold up.
Do you have optimism that the Guardians will be able to keep Kwan and maybe potentially even extend Kwan?
You know, those conversations happen away from the game. Those are conversations that happen between agents who certainly sometimes have their own agenda, and the guys who run the front office, and obviously ownership is involved too. So there's a lot of moving components. I would love to see that happen. I know in talking to Steven, you know, he's not a guy that is surly or looks at this organization or the city of Cleveland like with disdain or anything of that nature. I think he does like it here, but whether or not what his perceived value and what his agent perceives his value to be lines up with what the organization perceives his value to be, that's a question that, you know, has been debated in this town for a long time. You know, Jose Ramirez took the quote-unquote hometown discount because he wanted to be here. In addition to his unbelievable play, he'll be a franchise icon for the next millennium. It remains to be seen if Stephen Kwan is interested in that kind of a deal.
Matt Underwood on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and JP breaking down the latest in the Guardians. Slade Ciccone, maybe the box score didn't look as pretty as the first five or six innings of what Slade did last night. And I looked at his deeper numbers here, and he's got 82 innings in just 14 starts compared to, like, I want to say it was 22 starts for Gavin Williams, who's got 116 innings. I love what I'm seeing out of Slade. And actually, both Slade and Gavin have kind of turned the corner over these last 10 or so starts. How long before I can start to say Slade is, if not the ace, right below Gavin Williams for the ace of this staff?
Well, it's funny you say that, Nick, because I was literally just about to say he's starting to put himself in the conversation to be the front of the rotation starter. Just by the way he's continuing to grow and the way he's evolving as a pitcher, you know, we've made the comment on the air a few times. He had a start, I want to say it was maybe a month ago, and after the game was over, I remember he told Andre, he was kind of kicking himself because, you know, and there was one point late in the game, he said, I was chasing a strikeout instead of just looking for weak contact. And that's a light bulb moment for a pitcher, because these guys are geared for swing and miss. But swing and miss eats up pitches, and if you can get weak contact, that gets you deeper into the games. And I think he's kind of, it's not that he can't get strikeouts, but the one game where he almost went the distance, he didn't get his first strikeout until, I want to say, the sixth or seventh inning. So I think he's learning, and he's seeing how his stuff plays against big league hitters on a regular basis. And you're right, last night he should have been out of that sixth inning. I mean, and look, I know Brian Rocchio has moved to a different position, but that was a tailor-made double play ball. If Rocchio fields it cleanly, he's out of that inning without giving up a run, and he might shut him out for seven. So I just love what I'm seeing from Slade Ciccone right now.
You know, what's interesting about the offense right now, Matt, is like, yeah, the five run inning last night, and it felt like for a while those were just kind of absent. But in the past, I don't know, nearly month or so, you started to get some production out of guys on any given night, and I felt like we used to have that. And what I'm talking about is like Arias last night being the one to step up in a big time way. It feels like you're always going to have J-Ram, you're always going to have Kwan, but there's always somebody else in any given night stepping up, and now they're being able to accomplish that.
When Jose Ramirez doesn't get a hit and you score seven runs, that's a great night. And I mean, I think that is something that clubhouse can look around and say, hey, you know what? We can do this. We don't have to always put it on Jose to rescue us. And I think The only way that happens, though, to your point, is you have to have productivity from other people like Arias and like Brian Rocchio, who has been swinging the bat very well since he's come back from the minor leagues. And, you know, again, I think as Stephen Vogt has said a number of times, it's not easy for these guys because very few of them are playing every single day. They're trying to maximize the matchup value. So, you know, David Fry, even with his value, he's not playing every day. You know, Daniel Schneeman is in and out of the lineup. Angel Martinez is getting more regular everyday playing time. Kyle Manzardo. I think it's not easy for those guys, but they are finding their moments, and those guys have contributed, and that's another reason why this team has won 17 out of 24 games, because you're getting more contribution from people up and down the lineup instead of, well, if Jose doesn't go, this team doesn't go. That wasn't the case last night against a really good team.
Matt, I don't have a lot of criticisms right now because you are playing 17-7 baseball in the last 24. I would like to see Kyle Manzardo every day. Is playing Manzo every day just not in the cards this year for this team?
I guess the way I would answer that, Nick, because we've asked Stephen Vogt about that. And it's not that Stephen Vogt has anything against Kyle Manzardo. He thinks the world of him. It's just the nature of the roster right now with Manzo essentially being, you know, primarily a designated hitter. And you still have Carlos Santana, who gets the lion's share of play at first base. And now you've got C.J. Cephas in the mix as well. The playing time has to be distributed. And, you know, he's not just going to play Kyle Manzardo and keep other people buried on the bench. So I think he's trying as best he can to disperse the workload evenly. I think Kyle Manzardo, though, look, this is a story as old as baseball. If you hit, they find a spot for you in the lineup. And I think if he continues to produce, and I think if he continues to swing the bat well, you know, he's going to continue to get more regular playing time. But it's not going to be like Jose and Kwan. Those are the two guys. They're in there every single day. Outside of that, everybody else has got to kind of check the board when they come in the morning.
Did you have a chance to talk to Frankie before the game, Lindor?
I did not. Not yesterday, no. You know, it's interesting. Andre and I were talking about it on our way in. 2 years ago when we came here, that was still a kind of fresh wound. It was a fresh story. So it was important to go and check in with him and talk to him. And it was like no time had passed since he left Cleveland when we went into the clubhouse and talked to him. It was so awkward, though, because the rest of the New York media was looking at us like, who are these guys and why are they talking to Lindor? But, you know, I think now it's, you know, he's moved on. He's a Met. He's been a Met for a number of years now. And Cleveland has moved on. Outside of Hosey and Santana, there's nobody left on that club that he played with. So I think it's not as much of a story. As I said during the game last night, history connects the present to the past. And he will always be tied to Hosey because of the way those two guys came up and pushed each other. And he spent 6 wonderful years in Cleveland, so that will always be part of his story and part of his legacy. But he's a Met now, and he's neck deep in it because that team has a $300 million payroll, and they're in a dogfight with the Phillies trying to, you know, capture the NL East title. And you know, it's interesting. Think about that, guys. Their payroll is $300 million. I think the Guardians is roughly $100 million. So for that extra $200 million, it has earned the Mets 6 more wins than the Guardians. Let that sink in.
Matt, let's go to C.J. Cephas real quick here. He's got, I want to say, 8 at-bats so far this year. He did get into last night's game as well. I know this is a little early, but what's his role here over the first few weeks as it relates to just how often we might see him?
Yeah, I think he's in the same boat with some of those other guys that we just talked about. You know, he's not going to be in the lineup every single day, but he's a left-handed bat. I think the sort of scouting report on him was a guy who has great bat-to-ball skills, not a lean back and try to hit it out of the ballpark type guy, but similar to a lot of the hitters that the organization has produced in recent years, which is, you know, hopefully a guy that will hit for pretty good average. But we saw the other day, you know, he juiced a ball to deep right field for a double. So he's got good line drive ability. Defensively, he's a natural first baseman, but we talked about the log jam there. So they kind of worked him into right field this year, held his own. And so I think you're going to see probably the bulk of his reps will come in right field, but he'll probably get a few turns at first base as well.
Matt, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time today. Always great catching up with you, and looking forward to hopefully another Guardians dub tonight.
All right, Nick, keep it spicy, baby. Let's go.
Always. That's the only way we keep it, Matt. Matt Underwood on the fan hotline there. I think the Kafis stuff versus the Manzardo stuff is really interesting.
We got to have that as a drop, by the way. And Nick, keep it spicy.
I believe I got a baby at the end there.
Yeah, that we got to say. We got to incorporate that at some point.
But unlike Russell Wilson, I actually do like it spicy.
Yeah, poor Russ. As the Subway commercials just completely, they died the way his career in Denver did.
Yeah, poor Russ. He's made $300 million. He's married to Sierra.
Yeah, but he gets
Lord.
He gets made
Please
fun of.
Please take care of Russ.
He deserves it, but he gets made fun of a ton for being him.
You could make fun of if I had $300 million and my wife was Sierra, I wouldn't give a rat's ass what anyone said about.
But the difference
I'm not.
The difference is that he does.
Oh yeah, that's
the difference.
That's a fair point. I'm just saying, Russ, you're above it. You've won.
I saw an interview with Brett Bielema saying it's the only athlete wedding he's ever gone to is Russell Wilson's, and the post wedding like dance party, it was legit Earth, Wind, and Fire, because of course Russell Wilson at Earth, Wind, and Fire come out.
Not enough people are outraged about this with the Guardians. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I thought it was Bush League last night, bottom of the 10th inning. He's on second base doing some sort of conga line kick dance. To act like he's stealing signs, or I just think that's not like I don't think that's gamesmanship. I think it's Bush. I thought what he did last night was Bush, and I was a little mad at Stephen Vogt for playing into it and balking, having Nick Enright balk him over to third base, which was pretty much a giveaway that you were going to give up a run in that situation.
I mean, when you give him third base, then it justifies everything that McNeil did. It justifies being hokey. He got from second to third. He was able to get in Nick Enright's head enough to where the point where they're like, all right, I don't want to deal with checking this runner and keeping him honest. Just send him over to third.
So to me, this is a baseball issue because I've actually seen this quite a few times this year. And managers are making the decisions that Vogt is making.
And we saw him do it in the Astros game.
We're going to kick him over to third base.
And I hated it at the time when he did it, too. I hated it. And listen, I thought Matt brought up a good point of like, if the ball gets past the catcher, then all of a sudden the runner scores. I always thought of it more from just a base hit up the middle. A base hit up the middle, you're going to have, say, you're scoring from third. It's not even a debate. It's an actual question mark whether or not you score on, let's say, Stephen Kwan if you hit it to left field. That's a question mark. Like, that's not a guarantee that you score on that play.
Yeah, but I think, given that it was, like, Jeff got free base already, starting the inning at second base, to then basically teams being able to turn this into, because to me, it's a baseball problem. It's not a Jeff. I mean, I would handle this on the Jeff McNeil level tonight. We'll talk about in a second. This is a baseball problem.
All right.
You're already cooking the books and making it impossible for relievers, which I'm okay with in the interest of time, by putting a free runner at second base. You're already making it really hard on them to then have some guy do some sort of slap ass dance out there. I think it's antithetical to what baseball is. To me, this is the hidden ball trick in the glove.
Okay.
And a guy takes the foot off first base and you tag him out. I think this belongs with the Savannah Bananas. I don't think it belongs in baseball. And the problem is because it is happening more often than not, it's a baseball problem, and Manfred and his goons should be all over this.
So I do love the idea.
I don't think it looks good at all. I think it looks crap late in the game to see this kind of stuff helping decide games.
I just don't like that Vogt is now conceded to it, and so now everyone moving forward in the 10th inning, runner on second, they're just going to do this dance out here.
Oh, no.
There's no surprise coming, and then he's giving it up to third. Like, part of why, and this is why I agree with you, part of why I hate the runner on second to start off the 10th inning, and like I love the idea behind let's speed these games up, let's get this thing going. I like that. But it's the idea that you're not actually beating the pitchers in any sort of way. Deep fly ball to right field moves him from second to third. Deep fly ball to right field moves him from third to home. There's nothing as a batter or as an offense you did that was great in that inning to then score the run. That's the part I don't like.
Well, and I think specific to that, if they had lost that game, I think people would have been more outraged about this, but because they won it, everybody just kind of forgot about it. I can't get that ass clown dancing at second base out of my head. I tried going back and seeing the video. Nobody took the video. I shouldn't say nobody. There was like one person that had the video, and they cut it off at a stupid time. I was going to retweet it.
I got it right here if you want it. It's not like...
I don't know that I need to see it because I might get even more pissed off in real time.
I'm going to play it in front of me just so I can see the actual dancing.
You can see the spiciness.
I want to see the dancing. Okay, so I'm seeing where he just gets sent over. So the breakdown in the game recap, they have it starting after the first step off, mm-hmm. and they go to the second step off, so you don't actually see him dancing like he's like a jester.
I think that's a point. I think they're
You do see Arius do a little glove slap thing that's really interesting, though, as if like, good job, Enright, way to step off that third time.
I'll say this right now. This should be treated as a reverse balk.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never said anything like this and previously, but like if you're so upset about the Houston Astros stealing signs in 2017 that guys lost their careers, Jeff Luhnow still isn't back in baseball, multiple teams lost their managers. Remember, Carlos Beltran never managed a game for the Mets and got fired.
I mean, AJ Hinch would be in Houston still if that didn't go down that way.
The idea that baseball is now turning a blind eye because it's not just a last night problem. I've seen this a lot late in games where a guy's being gifted second base and this crap happens. You should be automatically out if you're playing this game. I initially thought you should be. To me, it's like pitcher's interference. This isn't like a ooh funny kind of game. No, it's bush league. It's crap. And honestly, how I would handle it, and they're not going to do it because this is not who they are as an organization. If the Guardians were an old school organization, if Jeff McNeil was in the lineup tonight, he'd wear one in his right ass cheek.
Okay, but until the rules are fixed, you can agree that Jeff McNeil was in the right to do that.
No.
You might think it's Bush, but he got what he wanted accomplished out of it. He went from second to third. He got an Enright's head in the moment, and that was really all he was going
for. No, because here's the thing. Players like Jeff, and Jeff's a little bit older. I think Jeff's in his 30s now. Jeff's also probably one of those first guys to talk about the unwritten rules of baseball. This wasn't gamesmanship. This was the opposite of gamesmanship.
I mean, I bet the Mets knew in many ways. They knew what happened with the Astros game. They knew that Vogt was one of these managers that are giving the free base out. All you got to do is disrupt just a little bit, and He took advantage of it.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't make
up,
it
that was
right.
A heads up baseball play.
And like the integrity of the game, like taking advantage of a loophole doesn't make it right. Now, baseball, this is where it's on baseball. You have to close the loophole. That was crap. It pissed me off last night. It pisses me off talking about it now.
So let me ask you, how do you close the loophole is what I want to know. Because is it, because if as long as you have a runner on second and as long as you have the pitch comm and everything set up the way it is, it's going to be really hard to be like, all right, they're not stealing signs right now.
It's like flopping in the NBA. It is blatant when guys flop in the NBA. Remember when the NBA went on that like year long, we're going to assess a technical for the flopping? Him doing the kick line thing.
Well, that was just to him draw attention to it and make it obvious. But you can still steal pitches and not make it obvious.
No, but see, this
for all of baseball, they've just been tapping their leg, left side or right side, and stealing pitches.
Yes, this goes back to the Astros thing. If you're going to do it, don't be an ass clown about it. If you're going to do it subtly. And by the way, he wasn't stealing pitches last night. He wasn't.
No, he was just trying to draw attention.
Yes, and that, to me, that's flopping. So get his ass off second base. Cool, you're out now. And honestly, I wouldn't hate if they didn't play the next game either.
I mean, I wonder if Vogt is going to live with enough paranoia anyway, even if you fix the rules about making it obvious. If he's just that paranoid that people are stealing signs that'll give a free base out, you can fix the rules. He still might just give you third. It's wild to me that he's so cavalier about just giving up a base the way that he is.
I mean, in fairness, Steven is grossly overmanaging over the last eight weeks in a way that is just maddening. And like, if you called out about last night, well, where were you 4 weeks ago when he was doing it? But to me, I at least understand Steven's reaction to it because it shouldn't be on the manager. And by the way, it shouldn't be there for the players to just willy-nilly make their decision or the opposing manager to go, hey, I think we can get a free base out of that. That is it. They talk, these clowns in baseball, I'm pissed off about this. I don't know if you can tell. These clowns in baseball talk all the time about integrity of the game. And, oh, hey, I can't have my closer and my number two starter ever again because of the integrity of the baseball. Okay, where's the integrity with that jackass dancing around at second base trying to induce some sort of distraction? Anybody else, if 20 years ago, you would wear one on your right ass cheek. And that's honestly where we should be in this game.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. If this was 20 years ago, McNeil would be feeling
it should
today.
Be now, but everybody wants...
It doesn't work that way anymore.
Oh, listen, actually, 20 years ago, you wear one in the right ear hole, which is something I would never say you should do.
30 years ago, Enright gets off the mound and says, I'm beating cancer right now. You don't stand a chance, buddy. And then McNeil takes one.
Jeff McNeil forces the Guardians to balk him to third last night. He came around, I believe, on the very next pitch. Can I get you behind the idea that this should be akin to flopping, and this is poor sportsmanship by the Mets, and it should be treated as an out? I think it's a failure on everybody's level. I think Jeff McNeil's a clown. I think Vogt playing into it is very problematic.
Okay, good. I'm glad you can admit that part. Because
I think baseball's got to stop it.
I don't love that Vogt. This is the second time this has happened, and I don't know. I take it in a serious way. Now, it was a 7-5 game. If it was a 7-6 game, I bet we'd be more up in arms about him just kind of letting it happen, kind of like in that Astros game. So he had a little bit more flexibility, but it's just, to me, giving the guy the free base because he danced around at second base is just dumb.
A great NFL quarterback admits something I don't know you're going to want him to admit in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
HBO and NFL film show Hard Knocks is back this week featuring the Buffalo Bills, which included this tidbit from Josh Allen and Carissa Thompson in an interview.
I throw up before every game. It's really weird. I think going back to college, when I played, I'd always have like this mucus. I threw up before the Detroit game 2 years ago, preseason. Throughout the game, I didn't like have any mucus. So I was like, I might have to start doing that. So after every pregame warm-up, I go inside and teammates will watch me and they'll cheer me on. Sometimes I throw up.
This is the greatest thing I've heard ever. Your teammates will cheer you on when you're throwing up?
Yeah. God. Get it out, Josh. get the demons out, you know, so.
This is a close team.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why there's a family
I got a couple other guys that throw up as well.
Shoot,
so,
it's a family affair.
All right, there's some wild reactions there from Carissa Thompson, which are just the appropriate reaction.
Well, she knows this is going to go viral.
Yeah.
In her mind, she's like, this is awesome for me right now in this moment.
Yeah, but the weird thing about that is it's like, then you probably should react like a human. Like, that was like an AI response to like a really TMI from Josh Allen.
No, I love that this is something that happens, I guess, only because it just kind of shows that athletes are really superstitious sometimes. So, like the one side of me wanted to be like, you know, maybe this kind of proves that Josh Allen might be a couple, you know, French fries short of a Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
Might be maybe the light's a little dim for Josh Allen, and we've kind of maybe suspected that. But like maybe this just kind of proves that. On the other side, I'm like, you can be a smart person if you're an athlete. Sometimes you're just superstitious, and this is what it is.
No, I think this is weird. Yeah, because and by the way, I judge it by if you did this in any other walk of life. If you were Phil in accounting, and like every time before I go to work in that morning, I just sit in my office and just hurl, just out of nerve.
Right, but there's got
to
be an understanding that what Josh Allen is doing is
Phil,
way different.
Prozac,
but it's way different than Phil in accounting. I mean, Josh Allen is playing in front of millions every single game. He's making millions.
So you're saying Phil's work, his work in Excel does
in
not matter?
In this instance, not that it doesn't matter. Does not have nearly the amount of pressure that Josh Allen's work does.
Oh, you think this is about pressure?
I think so, ultimately. Yeah, I think so. I think this is a way to maybe calm down the nerves.
We have sports psychologists, Josh. They can help you with this. There's no shame in getting help. That's all I would say.
I like that he's got this.
The vomiting
this fits Josh
doesn't
Allen.
Make you great.
If this was somebody else, I might be like, I don't know that I think this is the best thing in the world for you. But it being Josh Allen, I'm like, you know what? Right. You keep going, Josh.
Wait, all right. So we got to do the quarterback. All right, if it was Baker, would you?
No, I'd love this for Baker.
Okay.
This would fit very Baker mindset in many, many ways.
What about Shador?
Doesn't fit for Shador.
Okay.
This would be a little weird if Shador ended up doing
so
this.
So before Friday's preseason game that he's not going to start, if Shador's like, had to get my mucus out.
Well, this would be his first NFL game. It is a little bit different, right? This is first NFL game.
We are walking it back very quickly there.
But if he told me year five that he was still doing this and doing it in front of preseason games in year five, like Josh Allen says, then yeah, I'm like, that's a little off for Shador Sanders.
Omaha!
All right, Dan Patrick on his show went after the idea that Bronny James was not at the Luka Doncic press conference. LeBron also not there, by the way. This is what Dan Patrick had to say.
Luka signs a contract extension, and he had a lot of players who were there. LeBron was not there, although he FaceTimed Luka. Here's the one curious thing about all of that. Now, LeBron, I think, was posting that he was playing golf at the time on vacation. The one person who I thought should have been there was his son. Bronny James, if he wants to stay longer after LeBron.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Leaves. Like, that's your teammate. That's what was surprising. Bronnie James should have been there. You're the last guy on the roster. You should be there.
Hard disagree by me. I think this was a, my dad is being looked at as the second fiddle in this relationship. He's not there. I'm going to go ahead and side with Pops on this one.
No, I mean, listen, Bronny, you need to start distancing yourself from LeBron.
Can't do it. It's a legitimate father-son relationship. LeBron's so it goes deeper than a brothers in arms thing.
I'm not
thing.
Saying don't go home for Taco Tuesday.
You stop showing up for Taco Tuesday, you're out the will.
In fairness,
if I'm Bronny, I'm not doing anything to jeopardize the will.
I think I would go to LeBron if I was Bronny and say, Dad, a lot of heat on you. You might not be here next year. I'd like to be here next year. I'm going to start doing things that are Laker friendly, maybe less LeBron friendly, because I gotta keep this career going.
No, he's smart because if LeBron's not on the Lakers have no interest in Bronny anyway, and he knows that. And so what's going to happen is LeBron will go to another team. LeBron will start that European league that we were talking about, and Bronny will just kind of go with the flow.
Yes, it's the LeBronis in France.
Also, LeBron's swing, have you seen his golf swing as he continues to post it now like every other day it feels like? I can't get it out of my mind. Oh, one of the ugliest golf swings I've ever seen in my life.
Happy Gilmore bad?
Happy Gilmore at least has some technique to it when he actually gets to the ball. LeBron does like a half swing. I've never seen an athlete I respect 6'8". More have just the just as bad of a swing as LeBron does.
The taller
Stefanski's
you are.
Got too good of a golf swing. LeBron, for being early in the game, I need to see better.
Mm. Former Browns quarterback Tyrod Taylor is the backup, or Tyrod as some might call him, with the Jets. He went down with a knee injury in practice. If the Jets call the Browns about one of their six quarterbacks, what's the price?
Which quarterback?
I said any one of them. Hey, well, we want Kenny Pickett.
I was going to say, they could basically have Snoop Huntley after Friday night. I think that'll
be
fine.
A conditional seventh, okay.
That'll be basically nothing.
What about Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, you call about Kenny. I just don't know that the Jets have any interest. Like, Justin Fields is their guy. They're not going to pay any sort of premium for Justin Fields insurance.
I don't know about that. Aaron Glenn's not trying to lose this year.
No, he's not. But I don't see them paying anything more than a fifth-round pick in return for a backup quarterback.
Sold! You get to choose one of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, which one do you think they're choosing?
Ugh. God, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Tyrod Taylor's career, ever since he got poked in the rib by that doctor right before the game.
It ruined his career. That was an inflection point for Tyrod. People forget, he was a good starter in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He kind of started the turnaround in Buffalo that Josh Allen gets all the credit for, because Sean McDermott had a winning first season because of Tyrod Taylor.
That wasn't an awkward little stretch that he had with the Browns, though. The 3 weeks that we spent Tyrod and Tyrod was never enjoyable for me.
Yeah, and he seemed to enjoy it.
Also, it was like his mom. His mom was the one that was like, this is how he says it. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, I don't really care what you guys say. But it took like 3 weeks. And legitimately, I'll never forget Andy coming in the station and being like, so now we're going to say Tyrod. When you say his name, you're going to say Tyrod. And it was a whole like company-wide email that was sent out, or 92.3 The Fan email, and how to get it right. And then 3 weeks later, Tyrod Taylor was like, I don't really care.
The people from Virginia Tech, some of whom still work at this station, I've worked with plenty of people from Virginia Tech. They were the most obnoxious about the Tyrod thing, and they changed their story five times over.
Omaha!
All right, so I'm gonna read you the headline from the LA Times on this, okay? Most impressive athletic feat ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think to yourself, wow, most athletic, it's got to be something incredible, right? Well, what happened is a 16-year-old Texan sets the world record in the 800 meters after posting the fourth best time in U.S. history. The L.A. Times says it was a more impressive feat than anything LeBron James did in his high school career. And there, that was like the sentiment yesterday was that Lukenhaus is his last name. His time was the fastest ever for a runner under 18. It was the fourth fastest 800 meter time in the history of the country, but we can't possibly put this in the same world as LeBron James in high school.
It's track. No one cares. My brother's a track coach. No one cares.
Like, how do we possibly, the people that were going crazy on the takes on this yesterday, more impressive than anything LeBron did in high school?
No.
Have you lost your mind?
This is the opposite of, this is LeBron derangement syndrome. We live in an era where there's a lot of derangement syndrome. We talked about Shador derangement syndrome. This is where you will take any little morsel of something to then compare it to LeBron and knock LeBron down. It's not a coincidence. It's the LA Times that did this, by the way. You know, the whole city of LA just turned on LeBron in the first place.
Yeah, okay. Actually, that makes a lot of sense for why the LA Times would be going really hard against LeBron in this instance.
That's just dirty.
It is dirty. It's incredibly dirty. I'm going to understand that it's very impressive and the time he did and all this other stuff. But, like, please, we can't compare it to LeBron in high school.
Yeah.
We can't compare it to anything when it comes to... I can't even compare it to Bryce Harper in high school. What are we doing?
Yeah, there's a myriad of high school athletes who have been insanely impressive and who have... right to cling to the most impressive thing ever done from an athletic standpoint. This will not be one of them. With love and respect to our track community, y'all know I don't run. 216-474-0092. More impressive than LeBron James? I kind of went Bane there. It's officially official for the AFC North. We'll tell you what it is in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.